Zech Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Fowler. Okay. Okay, the Torah says, Lo siyem shakeila v'akara be'artzecha. Es v'spa yomecha amolei. So, there is a pasuk saying that the way Rashi explains, if a person does the Ratzon Hashem, then there won't be miscarriages, and there won't be people without children. Es v'spa yomecha amolei. You'll have a full life. The years of the days will be full. The Baal HaTurim very often will quote the Mesorah, meaning he'll quote Sefer that shows you a similar word in different places in Tanakh, and then we'll make some type of drasha on the fact that this word appears in several places. So in Parshas Mishpatim it says Mispar Yomecha Malei. In Mishlei it says L'han Chelova Otsroseim Amalei. I will fill up your
silos.
Your silos, right? I'll fill up your silos, right? Amalei. And then one more Amalei on page an Eov on page 4. Ercha Lefanav Mishpat upi amole tochechos. My mouth will be full of rebuke. So what is that? That's what he writes here on page 5. Amol gimel the mesorah hacha as v'sfar yamecha amole page 5. V'idach rotoseim amole upi amole tochechos. And he writes tzadik nifter men olam amole mispat yomav. When the tzadik who lived the full life, marin lo chelko began Eden. We show his chelik in Kareden. V'zeh mispa yamecha amalei v'otzoseim amalei. In other words, he's going to have a full chelik in Kareden. His otzer is not just the silo in this world, but his treasure chest in Olam Haba. P'ya amalei tochoch v'zeh lo adam lochich l'chaver al somuch p'tiroso. He says that you shouldn't give the tochocha only later. Okay, so let's try to focus on these things. Now, another pasuk that we have in this week's parasha that's a famous pasuk on page 15, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So let us speak a little about this idea of Midvar Sheker Tirchak in two ways. Midvar Sheker Tirchak is not to lie, but also like to keep your word, that your word should be a word. You know, they say a story from the Chazon Ish. That somebody was the center. He was the tenth man for a minyan, the center. But this person promised someone else he's going to meet him at some place. And if he would say to be the center for the minyan, he won't be able to keep his word that he gave to the other person that he's going to. So obviously, Bisman Azeh, you have cell phones, you can just call and, you know, hopefully work it out. But supposedly, I think that I heard this from Rav Fivel Cohen, that the Chazon Ish said that no, you gave your word, so you have to go. Even though, hopefully they'll get a minion, but even at the expense that they won't have a minion, you gave a commitment to somebody that you're going to be here at a certain time, so you should you fulfill that. So there is a pasuk in Mishle on page 7. Nisim v'ruach v'geshem oyin, ish mishalom mamatas shoker. Which means, Mitzudas David explains, Nisim are the clouds. The clouds. So what happened to the clouds? You were expecting to get rain. You need rain for your crop. But what happened? The wind came and blew the clouds away. So you're disappointed. So just like when the wind blows the clouds away, you're disappointed, so too, if A person says, "Hamishbech atzmo b'teis maton." Somebody promises something; he's going to give a chveis something, gift stock or something like that, and he doesn't fulfill it. That's also could have caused tzar. So the Yismach Moshe says a word, the following. Yismach Moshe, here on page, L'hanchil ova yeshva soseim amalei. Like Rabbi Kyle said, we're going to fill up your silos. So the Yismach Moshe says the following word. So he says, we know, the Gemara tells us, schar mitzvah b'ha'al malecha, that you don't get schar from the mitzvahs in this world. You get schar from mitzvahs is olam haba. Right? But yet we know, we get a lot of things in this world also. So the Rambam Sheet in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes is what you get in this world is not schar. It's that if you show HaKadosh Baruch you want to do mitzvahs, so then he's going to give you a lot of gashmias to facilitate to do more mitzvahs. Because if you're a poor person and you're worried about your parnasa, or and you don't have your gashmias needs taken care of, so then you're not going to be able to fulfill the ruchnias needs. But he says a different word, the Yismach Moshe. He says that the schar for mitzvahs is the olam haba. But then the peiros is an olam hazeh. Because what a peiros means? I mean, if you own a building, right? You own a building, real estate. You own a building, and then it goes up in price. So those are the peiros. So the schar you're going to get in Olam Haba, that's the building, that's the schar. But Hashem says, I'm going to view Olam Hazeh as the peiros to the schar of Olam Haba, and therefore you can get things in Olam Hazeh also. But there's a big question, because you see, if a person say pays for something. We pay for the schar. We do mitzvahs. That's our payment. So if Hashem is going to give us more, so what we do, and then he'll give us schar for the mitzvahs we do. But that's olam haba. So now he's going to give us extra. You know what that's called? Ribbis. So how does that work? So there's a Mishnah in Bav Metzia on page 8. The Mishnah says, "Ein poskim al peiros ad sheyetzer hashar. Yotzer hashar poskim av pi she'ein lezeh yesh lezeh." Whereas if you're going to give money to get something, say to get some produce or whatever it is, and now the price of the produce is known, so you can give money and you'll get the produce later, even though the produce might then go up in price. So here I gave him money, I didn't get anything, so it's like a loan. Eventually I'm going to get the produce, but maybe at that point the produce is going to be worth even more, and that's like ribbis. So he says, as long as even though the guy you're buying it from doesn't have the produce, but as long as someone has it, it's ba'olam, so and you gave the money, we'll view it as if the produce is already yours, and if it goes up in price, it went up in price in your rishus. And that's not ribbis, because if I buy something and it goes up in price, so I bought it already. It went up in price in my domain. So Tosis has the kasha. But Lamaisa, he only gave the money. But giving money is not the kinyan. Giving money, you have to do Mashiach. So So on page 6, Tosis asks this kasha. Look on Tosis, page 6. Alva pisha ein lezeh yesh lezeh. The avogav lo moshach chitim ein zeh ribis. Kevin shime bo mocher lachzor havakai b'mishapara. Kach hashivi kines yakru b'shus lokech. He says, Lamaisa, you didn't make a real kinyan yet. But you know what? The halacha is that even if you didn't make a real kinyan, you gave the money, and he promised he's going to give you the goods, even though you're not konen unless you have mashicha. But since you gave the money, and he promised, so if the guy reneges, then what? Then he gets a klala of mishapara. Mishapara means, it's a short phrase for the Lashon HaMishnah in Bava Metzia, that mishapara, me'anshe dor ha'mabul, me'anshe dor ha'floga, hu yipara mi'mishalo omed b'diburo. Right? In other words, if a person is Hashem who punished the dor ha'mabul, dor ha'floga, he's going to punish the person who doesn't keep his word. So therefore, since we assume people don't want to get this curse, so their word, so they're going to give it, so even though technically he didn't own it yet, the kone, but since he was promised to get it, it's as if he has it already. And therefore, if it goes up in price, it's what? In his reshus, and it won't be ribus. But says the Yismach Moshe, so that's the pshat in the schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar ba'olam haba. Then we have Peirus, and he promises us that. He promises, and we view the schar v'olam hazeh as the Peirus of the schar v'olam haba. And since Hashem keeps his word, so it's as if it's yours already, and therefore what grows from that is the schar in olam hazeh. Oh, but says the Yismach Moshe, but if you're not a person who keeps your word, then Hashem is not going to do this for you. There's a whole idea you can schar olam hazeh, it's not considered ribbis, is because Tosa says, because there's a mishapara person who keeps his word. So Hashem keeps his word. But if you're a person who doesn't keep your word, then Hashem says that I don't have to keep the word for him, and then it's not considered his, and therefore I can't give him schar olam hazeh, because it'll be ribbis. So the Tosis' thing, that if the person promises you, it's yours, and therefore is the way, the mechanism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, in terms of schar b'olam haba and olam hazeh, but it's only to people who keep their word. So if you keep your word, then you'll have schar in this world. Because then it won't be considered ribbis. So that's what the Yismach Moshe says here on... You can read the whole thing. We're not going to have time to read. So that's pshat. He says a beautiful pshat here on page 11. Al pizeh nira lefarish nisiim v'ruach v'geshem ayin ish misalim mato sheker. In other words, so the Gemara says that's referring to person just like the clouds. If the wind blows and blows the clouds away, you're disappointed, right? Because you don't get the rain that you need. So too, if a person promised to give tzedakah, to give money, and he doesn't, you disappoint the aniyim. So he says, that's the pshat. That so that's the pshat. Hashem, al yidei zeh b'shusu, b'shein keinim einu mekayim motzo svasav. But this is only to a person who keeps what he says, that Hashem will keep what he says, and then it won't be schar. So says the Lev Aaron, page 12. The three amoles. Mispar Yomecha amole, also Sam amole, and Pi amole tochechus. So he says like this, that he quotes the Gemara Chulin, that a person is supposed to be shosik, not supposed to talk too much in this world. Except for Divrei Torah. So he says, because if a person talks too much, he loses, every time you talk, that's your chiyus. Then it cuts away from your life. So he's now, the bottom arrow, page 13 on the right. So Yismach Moshe says, what's the pshat? Hashem will fill up the silos. It means in this world. So that means what? You're going to get schar in this world. But how does it work? It's only if you keep your word, right? Because it's all toloi on that toisis. So he says, so that's pshat. It's inspired mecha mole aliday that you mamai diburo and you don't say devarim betelim and sheker, right? You're careful. How do you careful that you can have a full life? Because your dibur is always pristine. Because if you have a dibur that's not good, it cuts away your chiyus. Mispar yamecha amole is because whatever you spoke was right, was emes, so you have a full life. So that's why it's atzoseim amole. That's the first amole. The second amole means if your dibur is clear, then what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then I can give you schar even what? In Olam Hazeh. Because then I will keep my word because you keep your word. And therefore the schar in Olam Haba is considered like yours already. So anything that grows from that, meaning Olam Hazeh, will already be in your Rishus. It won't be. So therefore, Atzorseim Amole in this world. Because since Bispar Yamecha Amole, because you had proper Diburim, so then Atzorseim Amole, you'll get the second Amole. And then, but don't think that dibur, you have to be quiet when it comes to Torah. Pi amalei tochechus, that means that's divrei Torah, and that you could always speak in full. And those are the Lev Aaron, the Sabbath Rebbe says, those are the three amoleis. Then, yamecha amalei, because you have a, You didn't speak Dvarim Batalim and Shkarim, so you're going to get a full life. Once you have that credence of your Dibur, so Mamela, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you Schar and Olam Hazeh, and it's not going to be what? Ribbis, based on the Tosfos, that anyone who cares about Misha Parah, it's considered ready in his Rishus already, so that anything that grows is Rishuso. But the one thing you have to realize is a lot that don't worry about that to be skimpy in Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah you want, you can say as much as you want. And other things, you got to be careful how you speak. Measure your words. It shouldn't be sheker. It shouldn't be you're saying that you're going to meet someone at a certain time. You don't. Well, that's one thing. Then, the Lev Aaron, page 18, speaks about Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So he quotes from a Pinchas Koritzer. Yeah, I'll show you here. Medrash Pinchas on page 20 and 21. So he says, Misha Rogil B'Sheker, look on page 21. Kosha Lo Lasos Tshuva. And if a person is Rogil and Sheker, then it's difficult for him to do Tshuva. So why is that? I mean, he's Rogil B'Sheker, but now he's doing Tshuva. So what's the problem? Oh, so Lev Aaron on page 18 says a beautiful idea. Ev Shalomar, the next paragraph. Alpima Shikosov Aramam Mipanu, the famous Italian Mikubel. And there's a whole discussion whether he had a beard or not. Right? Like the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer that he didn't have a beard, but some say it's a forgery because they can't understand how a Mikubel couldn't have a beard, whatever. But so it's a whole discussion about that. But the Rambam Mipanu says, why is tshuva work? Because you do vidui. So we know if a person, stole, so then it's chayiv kefil, it's knas. But modeh b'knas is potter. But what's the halach if you modeh b'knas and then edim come to say you stole? It's also, so Rav says, modeh b'knas v'chachach bo edim is potter. That's why it's brought down in Sfarim in the... I think in one of the Chabad Sfarim, Rav Shechter quotes it from Yiddish folklore, but it's also in the Chassidish Sfarim that v'salachta lavoneinu ki ravu, that we paskin like Rav, that bode b'knas v'chachach bo'edin's potter. So if you're misvadeh, then you, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, they're going to bring Edim against you that you did this, this, and other, but you mizvada. Modi b'knas v'chakach ba'edim, it's potter. Salachta lavoneinu. I'm being mizvada now, and you should forgive me. Why? Ki ravu. The halacha is like rav. Not like Shmuel, that modi b'knas v'chakach ba'edim is potter. But the halacha is, when you're modi, it has to be b'fnei bezdim. Because a bezdim is the Shechina. Before, it has to be b'fnei. So he says, "Kevish other modav musvad alvono avshar chakach bo edim heim malche chavola." There was a man potter. Zer might lefarish dolu tshuva megadus akisi avon haydavka imodav b'fnei baldin kein dolu tshuva shemegadus akisi. He has to be modav b'knas v'chakach bo edim if he's modav b'fnei baldin. So here has to be modav in front of Hashem. He's the baldin because you sinned against Hashem. But you know what? A moda b'knas. But if you're a shakran, then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, arba kitos eina mekabel pnei ashchina. There are four groups of people that are not mekabel pnei ashchina, and one of them, says the Gemara, is kata shakranim. That kata shakranim, if you're a shakran, then the shchina goes away. So then you're never going to be able to be moda b'knas. You're never going to be misvada because you have to be misvada b'fnei baldin, and misbaldin is a kodesh baruch hu, and a kodesh baruch hu is the shechina. But if you're a shakran, you cause the shechina to be what? Mesulok. So Mamela, that's why explains the Lev Aaron Pshat and Rav Pinchas Koritzer that it's difficult for a shakran to do tshuva because his vido is not going to be b'fnei baldin because the kat shakranim is einu roeh. Pnei Ashkina. And that's the idea. So Rabosai, so that's the idea that Klal Yisrael has to speak in a proper way. We shouldn't try to cheat anybody. We shouldn't try to, you know, our dibur and sheker usually is the concept of Beit Adam L'Chaveiro. Right, you cheat somebody, you don't treat him, and we know the famous Alshich on page 22 this week is Shabbos Kolim, and we know Machzitz Hashekel. Alshich says from the of Shlomo Alkabetz, the Baal Lechadodi. I don't know if he realized how much of an impact he's going to have in the world when I don't think he put it to a, he probably he never put it to a tune or anything like that. But I don't think he realizes. But he says the idea of Machzitz Hashekel that everyone has to realize that he's just a part. He's only a chelek. He's not the full thing. And if you realize that, so then you need your other friend. So therefore, you're going to be honest with him. You're going to because he's part of you. You're part of him. It's not a separate thing. So mainly, your dibur will be proper because he's you. You wouldn't want someone to speak like that to you. You don't speak like that to him. So you're not mashakir to him. You're not, right? And that's the idea of Machzitz Hashekel. Rav Shlomo Alkabetz quoted that Alshich says that we all, Shleimus will only come with me and my friends together, not by you alone. There's no Shleimus by a person alone. And that's the importance of not to shakir. Mispaya Mecha Amole. But the key of Mispaya Mecha Amole is the malas emes, and especially in the dibur, but not to be mashakir. If you're not mashakir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Then I trust you," and then we can have a relationship of that. Even if we promise, it's as if it's fulfilled, and then we won't be a ribbis. And then that amole, mispar yomecha amole, atzoseim amole, amole taykechus, it'll all be mole, and that it will have a fulfilled life of a life. Of mispa yomecha amole, a life of atzoseim amole, a life of pitochekos amole, and those are the three amoles is malas ha'emes b'chayei ha'olam hazeh.